Deus in adiutorio meum intende.
Domine ad adiuvandum me festino.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Lord, who throughout these 40 days for us did fast and pray, teach us to overcome our sins and close by you to stay. As you with Satan did contend and did the victory win, oh, give us strength in you to fight, in you to conquer sin. As you did hunger and did thirst, so teach us, gracious Lord, to die to self and only live by your most holy word. And through these days of penitence and through your passion tide, forevermore in life and death, O Lord, with us abide. Abide with us that when this life of suffering is past, in Easter of unending joy, we may attain at last. Let us go to God's house with rejoicing. I rejoiced when I heard them say, let us go to God's house. And now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city, strongly compact. It is there that the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord. For Israel's law it is there to praise the Lord's name. There were set the thrones of judgment of the house of David. For the peace of Jerusalem pray, peace be to your homes. May peace reign in your walls, in your palaces peace. For love of my brethren and friends, I say peace upon you. For love of the house of the Lord, I will ask for your good. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Let us go to God's house with rejoicing. Awake from your sleep, rise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. O let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleading. If you, O Lord, should mark our guilt, Lord, who would survive? But with you is found forgiveness, for this we revere you. My soul is waiting for the Lord, I count on his word. My soul is longing for the Lord, more than watchmen for daybreak. Let the watchmen count on daybreak, and Israel on the Lord. Because with the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. Israel indeed he will redeem from all its iniquity. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Awake from your sleep, rise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. So great was God's love for us, that when we were dead because of our sins, He brought us to life in Christ Jesus. Though He was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, He emptied Himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men. He was known to be of human estate. It was thus that He humbled Himself, obediently accepting even death, death on a cross. Because of this, God highly exalted Him and bestowed on Him the name above every other name, so that at Jesus' name every knee must bend, in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth, and every tongue proclaim to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. So great was God's love for us, that when we were dead because of our sins, He brought us to life in Christ Jesus.
A reading from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. We beg you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For He says, in an acceptable time I have heard you, on a day of salvation I have helped you. Now is the acceptable time, now is the day of salvation. We avoid giving offense, so that our ministry may not be blamed. On the contrary, in all that we do, we strive to present ourselves as ministers of God. Listen to us, O Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against you.
Listen to us, O Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against you.
Christ Jesus, hear our humble petition.
For we have sinned against you.
Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Listen to us, O Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against you.
God loved the world so much that He gave His only Son to save all who have faith in Him and to give them eternal life. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for He has looked with favor on His lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is His name. He has mercy on those who fear Him in every generation. He has shown the strength of His arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich He has sent away empty. He has come to the help of His servant Israel, for He has remembered His promise of mercy, the promise He made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Gloria Patri et Filio
et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, to save all who have faith in him and to give them eternal life.
Let us give glory to God, who has concern for us all. Let us call upon him and say, Lord, save the people you have redeemed. Giver of all gifts and source of all truth, give the fullness of your blessing to the College of Bishops, and keep all those entrusted to their care faithful to the teaching of the apostles.
Lord, save the people you have redeemed.
Pour your love into the hearts of all who share the one bread of life, that they may grow in unity in the body of your Son.
Lord, save the people you have redeemed.
Help us to strip off our sinful selves and to be clothed with Christ your Son, the new Adam.
Lord, save the people you have redeemed.
Grant that those who do penance find forgiveness, and so share in the fruits of Christ's redeeming death.
Lord, save the people you have redeemed.
May those who have died in your peace give you everlasting glory in heaven, where we too hope to praise you forever.
Lord, save the people you have redeemed.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Father of peace, we are joyful in your word. Your Son, Jesus Christ, who reconciles us to you. Let us hasten towards Easter with the eagerness of faith and love. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.